It's week two of our locker room chats here on KMCA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're talking Nemaha Central Thunder football with the head coach. That is Michael Gladsick. It's brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Nemaha Central, a big-time win in the opener last Friday night. Coach, 48-0. We'll dive into it maybe a little more in detail, but we talked about motivation leading up to that game because Marysville got you guys in the opener a year ago, 16-8, and obviously with how things kind of ended in the state championship, just the motivational factor going into week one, boy, it looked like your team was ready. And again, 48-0, the week one win.
Obviously we had a good 2.5 weeks leading up to that Marysville Friday night. We had a good, decent jamboree, stayed healthy, got some things on film, new positions, corrected those into Marysville week. And, I told them from the get-go, day one, is we shouldn't need much motivation from us six coaches to get you guys ready to roll for Marysville. Because they got us last year. And our kids answered. We talked about the game of momentum. Mojo is right off the bat. They kicked to Carter, and our kicker return did a phenomenal job of opening a hole, and Carter took it to the house. Just to start the game off with that and an extra point, 7-0, just like that. And then our defense does a really good job of getting stops early. And offense, we sputtered out the first drive, and then we kind of got settled in after that, and we kind of rolled into a good game plan. So I'm excited to build off that week one victory heading into Silver Lake here.
Yeah, you mentioned the special teams touchdown from your quarterback, Carter Hyde. Just kind of business as usual for him with his first start in his senior year, 4 of 6 passing, 70 yards, a touchdown. He goes 19 carries for 106 yards, 2 more scores, plus that kickoff touchdown, as we mentioned. Again, business as usual for your senior quarterback. How do you dissect his week one play?
Obviously he's ready to go. That first offensive drive after kick return, he tried to score every single play instead of letting the game come to him. So we talked on the sideline, myself and Coach Maber, the quarterback's coach, settled him down, said, hey, let the game come to you. Obviously, everybody's going to be looking at you. And, if we can get the other guys involved, that's going to help you out, whether it's pass game, run game. You got to trust your arm. Teams are going to stack the box against us, make him a throw. And he's a good enough thrower to keep people on us. So he's just got to trust that game plan, trust the kids around him, and I was happy how the quarter, really 1.5 through 3 quarters went with him, whether it's option game, whether it's our RPO game, and then the rollout game. Like I said, he's just got to trust his arm. He can always take off, so I'm excited to see how he builds off that kind of coaching for week two here.
I thought a big thing for you guys going into this season was just kind of utilizing some more of your athletes, maybe more so than you did a year ago, and I thought you got that a little bit. Jaden Seitz carried it 11 times for 49 yards. He found the end zone. Caleb Strothman, he can do it really both ways. 4 carries, 41 yards a score. He can catch it. 3 passes that he caught for 55 yards and another score. So I just thought kind of a big key for you guys going into 2025 was maybe just getting some of those other athletes involved. And at least week one, it looks like you guys were able to do so.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what I told Monday is, guys, if we can get 4 or 5 guys that have the ball in their hands and have scoring threats, it's going to be easier for each individual. Obviously, the big boys up front, they know their goal is to dominate the line of scrimmage both sides. And then offensively, all eyes are going to be on Carter. So that's going to help open whether Seitz, whether Haverkamp's back there on the outside. Schmitz and Leighton Thomas didn't even touch the ball. And those two are kids that could catch a simple hitch and go 60 also. So I'm excited to spread the ball around more this year. Obviously keep defenses honest with all of our threats on the outside.
Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick joining us. They got a week two tilt at home against Silver Lake. Massive matchup here early on in the Big East. We'll talk about that after a timeout here on KMZA. We continue our conversation, our locker room chat here on KMZA. Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick here for a few minutes. It's brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. A big-time win in the opener at Marysville, 48-0. Coach, it's always fun, I'm sure, a home opener, and here in 2025, it's a huge league contest. You guys get Silver Lake, and we'll talk about them a little bit more in detail in a moment, but you look at this Silver Lake team, great athletes, always going to be solid. They're coming off the 1-point overtime loss to Rossville, so I'm sure they're hungry to get back to it, but kind of the initial thoughts on what you're going to see from Silver Lake here in week two.
Oh, yeah, I just told the kids yesterday after practice that you can't look at their record. It's one of the best traditions, history in high school football in Kansas here. You know, obviously, CJ giving it up a couple years ago and, Pegram taking it over. Like you said, they got athletes all over every single year. Not as big as front, up front normally as they normally are. But like I told the kids yesterday, they got arguably the best receiver in 2A, on the edge. So we gotta know where he is at all times. You know, they got Renfro quarterback. They got a young Kruger back there taking snaps also. And just by the last name right there, you know, he's gonna be a solid athlete. So, I'm excited to see our kids handle, you know, just the Silver Lake Nema Hall, rivalry. It's going to be a great night, for the fans, and hopefully we can cross off, you know, that goal with, that league championship, and it starts Friday night here.
What is it about Silver Lake and Rossville? I think three of the last four games that they have played have gone to overtime, and Rossville certainly going to be one of the better teams, if not a top-tier team in the 1A classification. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch that film at all, or at least really dive into that, but what is it about rivalries that just make it always seem to be close games and really no difference between Silver Lake and Rossville there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a reason it's called War on 24. And this year was no different, you know, with Silver Lake scoring as time expires there. And then, you know, they missed the extra point in overtime and Rossville, you know, sinks the extra point. So, you know, Silver Lake kind of had some opportunities there right before half. They should have scored. And Rossville held them. But, you know, you could really cross out the records in any kind of rival game because, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a tight match all four quarters.
You guys won the matchup last season 35-7 in their house, and now you get them at home here in 2025. I don't know how much you take away from that game last year. Obviously, teams have turnover. Obviously, teams have, you know, key players returning, so you're familiar with some of the players, obviously. But how much do you really take away from the win last year and just kind of keys and expectations for this matchup here in 2025?
Obviously, last year. Every year is a new year, you know, with the new senior class. And, you know, we got a lot of kids coming back from that game last year. And, you know, there's some familiar Silver Lake names also. But like I said, it's a new year. You know, throw out the records. We got to do our job. We got to take care of the football offensively. We got to create havoc defensively. They're going to put the ball in the air a lot. So our DB's got to have assignment sounds. You know, they do the RPOs with Johnson Kidd on the outside. That's very dangerous. So, linebackers got to do their job stopping the run, and the DBs got to do their job stopping the pass. So, like I said, I'm excited to go to battle with Silver Lake here.
Going to have a lot of fun on Friday night. Nemaha Central hosting Silver Lake. That's Michael Gladsick, Thunder head coach, joining us, brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Nemaha off the big win against Marysville in Week 1, and then Friday night here this week, Week 2, at home against Silver Lake. Catch it on KNZA if you're on the road, 103.9. You can also view that on the new Silver Lake channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach Glassick, we appreciate it very much. Thanks again for the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it, Brandon.